Sechtes Idyas Perakimol Mishnah Zain. So the Mishnah starts off Al Arba Sveikais Rabbi Yeshua Metame Vichachomim Metarin. There are four Sveikis, four cases. The Mishnah is going to give us four cases. In these four cases, Rabbi Yeshua says that they're going to be Tame, and the Chachomim argue they say that it's Tahar. Each, the first two cases have one reason, the second two cases have another reason. But the rule you have to know before you start this Mishnah is normally a Safik Tuma Bishus Hayachid is Tame. If it's a Safik Tuma in Rishus Arabim, it is Tahar. Is Ketzan. Ha Tame Oimein B'Tahar Oiver. Someone who's Tame is standing. So he was standing under a roof in a Rishus Hayachid, and a Tahar person passed by. And we don't know whether the Mitzayra, so we're dealing with a Mitzayra in this case, we don't know if the Mitzayra gave over the Tumah to the Tahar person who was passing by, meaning we don't know whether he came under the roof. Or Hataray made, Vataraiver, Vatamiyaiver. The Tahar was standing and the Tameh person was Iver. Again, the Mitzayra is passing by and we don't know whether he stopped under the roof. Now, this case has an added thing that in order for a Mitzayra to be Mitami someone, he has to actually stop. He can't just be walking by. So we have a suffix over here whether this Tahar person became Tami from the Mitzayra, either because the Mitzayra was standing still in Rishus HaYachid and we don't know whether he passed under his roof, or the opposite, we don't know whether the Mitzayra stopped under the roof that the Tahar person was under. Is Tuma Rishus HaYachid, the next case. There was Tumah Bershus HaYachid, V'tayra Bershus HaRam. So a Tummy item was in a private domain. And that private property opened to a Rishus HaRabim. And a Tar item was in the public property. It's not known whether the Tar item entered the private domain and received Tumah from the Tummy. So you don't know whether the Tar object left the Rishus HaRam and went into the Rishus HaYachid and became Tummy. Or the opposite, Tar Rishus HaYachid, the Tar thing was in Rishus HaYachid, but Tumah Rishus HaRam. And it's not known whether the Tummy item entered the private one and transmitted Tumah. All these cases, Safik Naga, Safik Lay Naga, we don't know whether one item touched the Anna. The other item. Safik Hel, Safik Lai Hel. We don't know whether it went under the oil of the other thing or not. Safik Hissit, Safik Lai Hissit. We don't know whether one item moved the other item. All these cases, Rabbi Yeshua Metame V'chametaren. The first two cases, the reason why the Chama Metaher is because, even though normally Safik Tuma Bershus Hayachin is Tame, still the Chachamim over here say that it's going to be Tahar. Why? Because Mitzayr is different than other Tumas. That's the first two cases. The second two cases, the Chacham hold, we don't even know whether one left the other Rishus. Meaning over here, you had one in Rishus HaYachid, one in Rishus Ram. We don't know whether one item left and went into the Rishus HaYachid. So we don't know if there was even Tumah in Rishus HaYachid, or the opposite, or if the Tara thing was in Rishus HaRabim, we don't know that the Tumah left the Rishus HaYachid and went to Rishus Ram. Either way, you don't consider this a Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid, because we don't even know whether they were both together in the Rishus HaYachid, and therefore it blives a Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it's Tar. So just to recap, the first two cases is cases of Mitzayra, so it doesn't have the regular rules of Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid. The second two cases, we don't know that they were both in the Rishus HaYachid together. That's not called a Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid, because we don't even know for sure that they were together in the Rishus HaYachid. So it's going to be Tar according to the Chacham. Mishnah Ches. Shloisha Dvarim Reb Tzadik Metami. There are three things that Reb Tzadik says it's Tami, and the Chacham argue they say that it is Tahar. Number one, Masmer Hashulchani. So that's the nail of a money changer. They would knock in and they would have a nail that would stick out of the wall and they would hang their weights on this nail. Those weights were used to, when they were changing money. So that is case number one. The Aron Shel Groisos, a chest, a merchant who sells bean flour from beans, and he had a chest for it. That's case number one. Number two. So case number two is a bean chest, or flour, someone who sells flour from beans, that chest. Umasmer shall even show. The last case is a nail of a sundial. Back in the day, they had sundials to tell the time. The nail in the middle of the sundial, that's the third thing. All these cases, Reb Tzadik Metame, Reb Tzadik says they are Tame, because he considers them Kalim. The Chum Metarem, the Chum hold that they cannot become Tame, because they hold that these are not Kalim. The first case by the money changer, the Chacham hold that the nail is not an independent object. It's only part of a cabinet, and the cabinet is attached. So the only way for this thing to become Tame is if the whole cabinet becomes Tommy, the second case of the chest with the flour, the bean flour in it, Chum hold that this can't become tummy, because a wooden chest can't become tummy unless it's made to be moved from place to place. This is not made to be moved. Tzadik holds that since sometimes you move it to fix it, that's already considered a keli, and the chest can become tummy. The third case of the sundial, the Chachamim hold that it is tahar. Why is it tahar? Because it's not really a keli. So according to the Chachamim, this nail is not really an object. It's just there to cast a shadow to be able to tell the time. Reb Tzadik holds that since it serves a need of telling the time, it is considered a keli, and therefore it is mekabel tumah. It is tameh. Have a good day.